It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, from Latin and Greek to Russian and Japanese, the English language has been borrowing words for centuries. A language expert tells us why foreign words play such a big role.
First, Wisconsin's elections ranked third best in the nation in November 2012, according to the latest comprehensive study of U.S. elections by the Pew Center on the States.
The report took into account things like voter turnout and data reporting, which Wisconsin scored well on, but there are still some aspects to voting and voter registration where our next guest thinks the state can still do better.
Joining us now is Kevin Kennedy, director of the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Well, as we mentioned, Wisconsin ranked number three in the nation on elections. What kind of things did we score well on that put us in that high ranking?
Well, obviously, voter turnout is one, which means we have a very engaged electorate, people who take their responsibility seriously. But, data collection, which really originates in our office, but is contributed to by all of our local election officials. And we have 1,852 municipal clerks that are actively involved in running those elections. So it's quite a chore, and that was probably one of our biggest areas of improvement. But it's also what gets the information that demonstrates what a good job is being done by state and local election officials.
So when we're talking about data collection and improving data collection, what do we mean in terms of elections?
Well, you know, we try to measure how many absentee ballots are being issued. If their return is undeliverable, why? Probably the two areas where we scored the least were the large number of military ballots that were returned as undeliverable, which tells us that the list of voters that we have from the military isn't as good, and we have to find ways to make sure that we have a good, solid list of the people in the armed services and overseas voters to get that, but also providing services to people with disabilities. Wisconsin was pretty high in the people who said they did not participate because of a disability or illness of for themselves or a family member that kept them from participating in the polls. So we want to really refocus that kind of effort. But one thing that also is good for Wisconsin is on our website, we provide a series of voter information tools where you can look up your polling place, your status for registration. You can get a sample ballot. If you're one of the rare voters who gets issued a provisional ballot, you can track the status, whether it was counted. Wisconsin scored well in all years that they've done this measurement on the type of information we make available to voters, which really, engages them and gets them to the polls, gets them participating because they know where to go and they know who they're going to vote for.
Let's key in on a couple of the areas you mentioned as having room for improvement. People with disabilities voting, I know the Americans with Disability Act, the Help America Vote Act, I think also mandated that states work to make voting places, polling stations more accessible. What do you think Wisconsin still needs to do to improve on that?
Well, it's really a question of working with the disability community to make sure they're aware of the alternative means of participating in the process. Because where we ranked low were the people who reported in surveys that because of a disability for them or a family member, that kept them from participating in the process. Wisconsin was lauded both in the Pew report and in a recent report of the Presidential Commission on Election Administration for the work we do making the polling places accessible, assessing that and identifying areas for improvement. But it's clear that, you know, this is a community that's often hard to reach out to. And so we want to make sure that we are working with individuals in the community and groups that serve them so that they have better access not only to the polls but to other means of voting, absentee voting.
So the accommodations are there. Part of the solution is just making sure people know that those accommodations are there.
That's right, because the measurement was really based on self-reporting. When we look at the work that goes into polling place accessibility, you know, that's one area that, separate from this, Wisconsin has been singled out for making a tremendous effort compared to other states.
And then for military absentee ballots, what would you like to see change to improve our rate there?
Well, we've taken some steps already to improve that, in a sense, we have an electronic delivery system which really cuts down the time for military voters, and as well as people who are permanently overseas. They can apply for a ballot online. It gets sent to them electronically. They return it through the mail process. But it's really making sure that we are tracking them, that we, you know, when someone identifies themselves as a military elector, we single them out so that they can have access to this online ballot delivery system.
And speaking of online and voting, this report gave Wisconsin high marks for same-day voter registration, but they also suggested online voter registration, expanding that around the country they're looking for. What do you think about that? Would it improve Wisconsin's elections, make it easier for people to register?
Absolutely. I think when we're talking about online registration, we're talking about something that's no longer cutting edge. We have 20 states that are doing this. It's a proven and effective technology that really facilitates participation by voters. So many people are active electronically. It makes sense to them to be able to register to vote electronically. We have the capabilities with our database and matching up against the Department of Transportation's driver's license and state ID databases to ensure security in the process. But it's so much simpler and much more cost-effective than filling out a piece of paper that's hard to read that then has to be entered into the system by someone who can make a mistake. You know, what we've learned from online registration, we did a study. It would save taxpayers across the state probably $1 million over a 10-year period. Most of that, the work of our local election clerks who would not be doing as much data entry, would not have to correct errors, would not have to struggle with the bad penmanship, or even the multiple forms that come in where someone, you know, in a voter registration drive gets hit three times and they're just like, they're tired of saying no, so they fill out another form. We, you know, our local clerks go through the process of entry and only to find out the person's already registered.
Now, a new state law advanced by the state legislature would limit early voting hours currently in Wisconsin. I won't ask you to get political here. I know your office can't weigh in on, you know, for or against, I don't think. But what impact do you think that might have on turnout and maybe on Wisconsin's future rankings on this kind of report?
Well, we'll have to see on the ranking, future rankings on that, because obviously the reason we score well is that Wisconsin and its election officials are geared to serving the voter. And that's really what elections are about. You know, we're giving the people of this country the opportunity to select their leaders. I mean, that's why we have a representative democracy. But, you know, we saw a reduction in absentee voting hours before when it was more than 3 weeks for in-person absentee voting down to just 2 weeks. And we had more people voting in that two-week period. I think the real challenge is in larger municipalities. It's handling the crowd. When we look at the elections this year, we won't have as many absentee voters in a gubernatorial election as we have in a presidential year, and we won't have quite the turnout. So we probably won't see as much of an impact this time. It'll really be in 2016, if the law is still in place at that point, that we'll see that really does force voters to plan, because they will have a limited time period. They will not have the weekends. Not many places were open much later than 7 o'clock at night anyway. You know, I think what we do is we try to focus the outreach here. They still can request a ballot by mail. For the fall elections, the ballots are available 47 days before the election. So that does provide some other alternatives for voters to participate in the process without going directly to the clerk's office.
At the outset, you mentioned a higher than average voter turnout in Wisconsin. We've got this high ranking on elections. Do we take Wisconsin seriously? Do we take pride in our election system in the state, do you think?
Oh, it's a definite source of pride. I think I talk to voters and election officials who are proud to be part of this state, part of that process. I know that the staff that works with me here at the Elections Board, or at the Government Accountability Board, takes great pride in being able to be recognized nationally and consistently for that process. And I know our local election officials do, and I've talked to a lot of voters who are happy they're living here with their opportunities to participate in the process. They usually have stories about frustrations they've encountered in other states.
We'll leave it there. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Kevin Kennedy, director of the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board.